Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep.
Why is a winter sleep routine important? The winter slowdown. Winter welcomes you to quiet your mind, be still, and listen to your intuition. During the dark of winter, trees slow their metabolism to become dormant. Some animals enter the long sleep of hibernation. Similarly, you can focus on building your internal energy by getting more restorative sleep during the winter months. Right now in Australia, we are in the middle of winter. Short days, cold mornings and chilly nights. Hard to drag yourself out of bed in the morning. Winter is the season for cuddles and curling up inside on the couch, hiding from the cold, lots of baking, binge watching. You would think with all that nesting, you'd be sleeping like a baby during the winter season. But winter and cold weather comes with its own sleep challenges for lots of people, including a disrupted sleep schedule, feelings of lethargy, and plenty of tossing and turning. And this can also come from people oversleeping. So in winter, we might tend to go to bed earlier because it's colder outside to get warm. And with the oversleeping, we can find that we are just getting simply too much sleep. So really taking stock of what your sleep routine for winter looks like is a great place to start. And what we're suggesting is that in the seasons, you can have different sleep routines. At The Goodnight Co, we talk a lot about getting a consistent sleep routine, so going to bed and waking up at the same time every day. But this might change depending on whether you're in summer or winter. So in winter, if you're finding you are feeling a little bit more tired and you want to go to bed early, that's fine, but you're going to need to do this with a consistent approach. So choose a new bedtime routine and choose a new wake routine. Here at The Goodnight Co, we are always encouraging our community to focus on building these consistent sleep routines. This helps the body prepare the cues for sleep. If it sounds a little bit overwhelming, start with small steps. Try pulling together a couple of things that you can do before you go to bed. So, for example, definitely looking at cutting out screen time at least an hour before going to bed. Having a warm shower or bath, which helps drop our core body temperature. And swapping out that piece of chocolate after dinner with maybe a cup of herbal tea that has some core ingredients that are going to help you get a better night's sleep. Here are some other things to consider for a better night's sleep in winter. Number one, reduce the exposure to light at night, and not just blue light. Light plays a big role in timing in our daily lives, when we eat, when we exercise, when we go to work, and when we sleep. During winter, we have less light, and often it is a poorer quality than the summer light. This can lead to increased tiredness, since less light equals more melatonin. Melatonin is the hormone that regulates our sleep cycle. It isn't unexpected to often feel sleepy earlier during these cold winter nights, as I mentioned before, but you need to make sure that you are adjusting your sleep time as much as possible, as this can have an impact on your wake time, and who wants to be waking up at 4 a.m. every morning. Number two, pay special attention to temperature. When it's cold outside, people tend to reach for flannelette pajamas, thick blankets, extra jumpers, but increasing your core body temperature too high could be one of the reasons that you're struggling to get a good night's sleep. Most people have a drop in their core body temperature as they start to get sleepy, but their temperature goes up a few hours into dream time, making the sleep environment way too hot if they're wearing too many layers of clothes. And you might also have on a heater or electric blanket or something like that. Overheating during the night can cause you to sweat and sleep more fitfully. Try swapping the heavy PJs with something lighter, which helps regulate your temperature with your bedding. Use layers of bedding, sheets, light and heavy blankets, and that way you can unlayer during the night to make sure that you're not overheating. Number three, don't stop exercising. It is easy to hit the snooze button. I am guilty of this in winter. But to continue to sleep well, it's very important to have that plan for maintaining your exercise routine during the winter months. Research continues to show that people who get regular exercise sleep significantly better. A 2011 study in the Journal of Mental Health and Physical Activity found that people who were more active fell asleep and reported a better quality of sleep. During winter, it might just be the time to change your exercise. So in winter, we can think more about faster in intensity, so that higher intensity training like a HIIT training or just sprints. So in summer, it's nice to do longer, lengthier walks. You might just want to change that during the winter months, and maybe you're not exercising every day outside. You could alter that as well with some inside programs. There are so many fabulous free programs available these days that you can download. So maybe alternating how you exercise outside, which I still love, by the way, getting that fresh air, connecting in with nature, but alternating that with some inside activity as well. Number four, stay as healthy as possible. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? Sleeping with the sniffles is no easy feat. To strengthen your immune system naturally, your first line of defense is to choose a healthy lifestyle. Every part of your body, including your immune system, functions better when getting adequate quality sleep. I love to support my immune system during these colder months with our immunity range from the Good Night Co. In particular, I like to use our immunity drops, which were developed to do just that. The other thing on a healthy immune system is to make sure you really are getting enough sleep. So it's a little bit of chicken and egg. If you are feeling unwell and you do have a cold or some sniffles, try going to bed a bit earlier, getting a little bit more sleep, having a couple of naps, really allowing your body to rest. And then making sure, conversely, that you're doing as much as you can to achieve an overall holistic, good wellness plan to avoid getting any bugs or nasties during the winter months. Number five, you could consider supplements. While sleeping pills and supplements aren't for everyone, they can have a place in helping you to either get to sleep or get more restorative deep sleep. Just be sure you're not relying on pills or supplements that are habit-forming. If you are ready to start creating your winter routine, you might like to start by making sure your sleep space is set up for a deep sleep, or exploring our sleep kits to find what suits you to help with your sleep routine. Until next episode, if you're looking for more sleep support or more tips and tricks, head on over to our closed community Facebook group called the Good Night Community. We have a lot of exclusive goodies waiting just for you.
Thanks for listening to The Good Night Show. If you're keen to learn more about the topic I talked about today, join our Facebook group, The Good Night Community, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Good Night Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review.